And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Now, after last week, I had some direct feedback.
What was it? Very good.
People in the street saying, "How does that shit go to air?" And Bill, I don't have the answer to that. Seriously, this happens, Kim, without any of us understanding.
We got sabotaged. Had no idea. The Sunday Footy Show boys thought it was funny to jump on board and say Sandy Roberts. Right. We have no Sandy Roberts today, please. Not mentioning.
So just
a great man.
No hello. How's it going? All we want to know is I'm out the back pumping up the tyres on my bike.
Yes,
that's it.
And this quiz is prepared for you.
All right,
here the listeners, the backbone of Triple M, and let's get away with Harry.
Having a pump, boys.
Oh, good. What do you got? We got a win. One winner for me, please, H.
I've already had one. I don't know. I've got to have a look for the later on.
Righto. Can you name H, the current captain of the Brisbane Lions?
Dane Zorko.
Oh, good one, Harry.
Away.
Is that you, Harry? Along with six majors, how many contested marks did Tomahawk take last night? Six goals.
I'm going to say four.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong, Harry. Daniel Sun from Riddles Creek. Your way, Brian.
Yes.
No. G'day, Daniel.
Son. Up the shed fixing me motorbike, boys.
What time, a quacker?
It is, actually. What's a quacker, Bill?
A Karazaki.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I went riding with Craig Kelly.
Did you?
Had an XR
Ned
400. Nearly ripped my arms off. Geez, they're powerful. Mates, had the Saurus arms. They're powerful, Daniel, son.
Yeah, get the question. Yeah.
Righto, Daniel. How many contested marks did Tomahawk take last night?
Seven.
Oh, well done. Cheers, good.
That used to be a quarter duck, didn't it?
Oh, what's the most you took, duck?
I held the record, Bill.
I think, how many?
Ten.
Mm. I reckon that's nearly the best individual effort I've seen for 30 years last night.
30 years.
Give me one better.
Next question.
Next one is a lifeline.
Kick six, Bill.
It's no big
deal. They gave away four.
Kick six, mate.
You got Humble Brian over there, or Double Spread Brian, whatever you want to call it.
Every second week, every second game. And
Fit Duck.
80s and 90s.
Fit Duck and Forey Damo.
Forey.
Who do you want?
Daniel. Oh, you need the question. I'll give you the question, Daniel. In round 13, 1983, we're going back. Fitzroy defeated North Melbourne by 150 points.
Surely not.
Fitzroy defeated North
Melbourne. I remember this.
150 points.
Where's our Stuart putting these questions in?
Which one of the following players kicked eight goals straight? Was it A, Matt Rendell? B, a Bernie Quinlan?
Super boot.
C, a Michael Conlon with the old seatbelt pulled out? Or D, a Richard Osborne?
I'll go the Fluffy Duck.
Fluffy Duck.
Very good. Junction Oval this game.
150 points.
Can't be losing that much.
I know that Conlon kicked.
Well, we started favourite.
I know that Conlon kicked a bag that day.
Yes.
I know for a fact. Yep. Quinlan also kicked
a
bag.
He kicked him late.
Have another look at you.
Duck, your photo. You are a cheat.
And so did Rendell kick a bag. They all kicked
bags. Rendell kicked a bag.
Spoil the quiz.
They kicked a bag. But.
Look at him looking at his
phone. I think Rendell kicked eight straight. I think Conlon kicked seven straight.
Yeah, righto.
And Quinlan kicked
so what are you saying,
7-3. So I'm saying it's Matty Rendell.
What do you think, Daniel?
Yeah, we'll go with him.
Well done, Duck.
Ash, Matty don't Rendell. Be bringing that crap to the table.
So Matty Rendell kicked eight straight.
Oh, was that game?
Conlon kicked seven straight and Quinlan kicked 7-3.
And I think Coleman kicked a few too. Remember Glenn Coleman? I think he kicked a few.
How do I remember?
Because you cheat. That stupid smile.
How did I cheat?
Not even going to look.
Mickey Conlon used to drive along with the business shirt on and he'd have the seatbelt out so that it didn't leave a crease across the shirt.
Come on, Mick.
Number four, Daniel, you're on fire. Which one of these four teams have played in a draw this season? Actually, which four teams have played in a draw this season?
Oh, no. Come on. Oh, no.
You there?
Well, you might want to get the teams out.
No, you got to tell me.
Oh, which four teams? You said which one of these four teams?
Dong him.
Bill.
Bill, you can't blame him for your incompetence.
Which four teams have played in a draw this season?
It's pathetic.
Richmond, Collingwood, Gold Coast, St Kilda.
Oh, nearly. Daniel, sucked in. Hey, Heath's from St Helena.
Yeah, just keeping the NBN running.
The broadband. What are you watching?
No, I'm not watching, mate. Helping keep it go. Yeah.
Supporting, Bill.
I don't reckon you are, mate.
I don't know what that means.
Supporting he is, Bill.
You don't. What does it mean, Jim?
He's supporting the NBN.
I reckon he's bullshitting it.
Which four teams?
Heath. All right. Yeah, Richmond.
All right.
Collingwood. Yeah. Essendon. Mm-hmm. And Gold Coast.
Yes, well done.
Yes.
Oh, well done. Number five's a lifeline, Heath. Get around him! We're going back again. I like the old one. Since 1973.
Ooh.
47 years ago. How many times have North Melbourne finished the home and away season in the bottom two? Since 1973, North Melbourne have finished in the bottom two how many times?
Never finished last.
In the 70s. What year did it start?
73, Brian.
Well, they wouldn't have been good then.
Well, they haven't asked you yet. Heath, you got Brian, old double page spread, or a Forey?
Is it inclusive of 73, Bill, or since? Something?
Oh, shut up, mate. Just go with it.
Well, since. So, all right.
I'll go with Damo.
Oh,
I reckon it's only...
BT's last again.
Should have gone me.
I reckon it's only once, mate, because 74 they made the grand final and then they went away again and then they got the number two draft picks to get Daniel Wells. So I'm just going once.
Oh, wow. Yes, well done. I think it was 84.
I'll go with the one then.
Oh, Damo, well
what,
done.
What year was it?
1984.
Because Wellesley came because the Duck
finished. Oh, okay. 11.
That's why he was
there. Well, my logic was
traded for you.
So they haven't bottomed out, have they, Jim? No. That's the problem.
Been a bit of the problem, Bill. Just successful.
Well
sort of.
Shut up, fat.
Are you still there, Heathy?
Yeah, I'm with you, Billy.
Good on you. Good quiz. Are you enjoying it?
I'm loving it, buddy.
Did you like it last week?
No Sandy this week.
That's it.
Well done.
Can you name this year's stat sponsor on Triple M Football?
Oh, IGA Liquor?
Oh, geez, good effort.
Yeah, not bad.
Good effort.
Michael there, Point Cook.
Yep.
Yep, what?
Yep, what, Michael?
Nah, get rid of him.
Yep.
Yep. Jack's there from out North Melbourne way. Jack?
Just been to the supermarket, Billy.
What'd we buy, mate?
Just got a few things for dinner tonight, mate, and a few bottle shop things as well, mate.
Mm-hmm. Mask on.
IGA Liquors. Yeah, exactly.
Did you get some Darnie paper?
No, I've got heaps of that already, mate. Got heaps of that already up here.
Can you name this year's stat sponsor on Triple M? A newish sponsor.
Think of Duck's hair.
Yeah. not something balding, is it, from Duck? But
you're right there.
Not the Hard Yuckers, is it?
No, it's not the Hard Yuckers, who are very good sponsors.
It's been mentioned a lot.
Daniel's there.
Only been with us for a week, though.
Kate Patterson. Where's Kate Patterson, Daniel's son?
Just been for a surf, Bill. It's down there, Inverloch.
Of course it is. Do you know our new sponsor? It's only been a week or two.
Is it Mosh?
No.
There we go.
It is. That's incorrect.
It is not. It's correct. It's Mosh. But you go online to getmoshbt.com.au.
Wording is
also
get-mosh.
Also for all men's health.
This will get packaged off health. To them, and you'll
ring
get
up
paid.
And get
if
a
we
doctor.
Don't,
you get need all
another,
sorts of stuff.
You need another dose.
You need the moisturiser BT for that just bristle mashed up head of yours.
Number eight is a lifeline, and. You've only got Brian.
It might be funny, but guess what? It's very important near the end of the night.
Daniel,
all right, to go off early.
You've got Humble Brian if you want. Since 2000.
No, we're at question seven first.
Oh, hang on. Why did he go with... It's question seven. Don't worry, it's not a lifeline. We missed one there. Which AFL player took a lot of notes this week?
He didn't read the question.
Copious notes.
Copious, that's it. How do you know the question?
Because I know the question, because I gave him the question.
Which player was out on the ground taking copious notes? Whatever that means.
It's the Gold Coast player, and he's
escapes you.
Leroy.
Of my draft pick.
MR.
Oh, Leroy's
pretty you said everything other than his name.
Yeah. Alex Croydon.
Just on my way home from work, boys.
Good on you. Where are you working?
Tom Marine.
Got your certificate?
Tullamarine. Marine. That's not open.
I do, yeah. Got my permit.
Got your permit. Yeah, not many planes landing out there at the minute, Alex.
What are you, firemen?
Quiet. Very quiet.
Yeah, no need for padding, Bill. Let's get going.
Which player took a lot of notes this week when he was out on the ground before the game?
Matt Rowell.
Was. What about that? That was great to see, wasn't it? Very good fella.
Not really.
Righto, this one's a lifeline. And you got Brian. Get around him! Since 2015, Alex, which one of the following players has been penalised the most number of times for holding the ball? Cunnington, A, B, Dangerfield, C, Dustin Martin, or D, Patrick Cripps?
Ooh. Now, I'm available for the lifeline, and I'm sure I know the answer.
They're all very good at breaking tackles, all of these guys.
Yeah, we'll go BT.
Yeah, look.
Oh, Brian.
I'm going to go straight to
good,
it. Dustin Martin is the man.
Dustin,
no doubt about it.
He does it, don't argue. He pushes off everyone.
No doubt about it in my mind that it's Dustin Martin.
You're leading them up the garden path again.
Righto, what do you reckon, Alex?
We'll go with him.
Oh, Brian!
Yes, Brian!
Righto, two to go and you get the prizes. The Brisbane Bears' first ever VFL game for premiership points was back in round one, 1987. Which team did they play against and win? I think. Who did the Brisbane Bears beat? Round one, 1987.
Question wasn't who's, clear, who, but anyway.
Who's playing today?
North?
North Melbourne.
Yeah.
Hey! All right, last one.
Oh, I thought you're trying to wrap me up.
No, yeah, I am.
Gold Coast Suns' Isaac Rankin played his junior football in which state?
Was it Western Australia?
No.
Oh, so the Bradbury.
Yeah, Bevan. Bevan just comes in from Geelong. Hey, Bev.
Yeah, boys, just come back from the Aldi sale and car empty.
Right.
Aldi?
Yeah, I know.
Where did Isaac Rankin play his junior footy, Bevy?
I'll take a stab in the dark and say Cold Cannons.
No. No. Which state, Bev? You could have. Ewan.
Oh, boy.
Evan. Evan.
Ooh. Evan, Ewan.
Come on.
Evan.
Evan and Ewan.
Yeah, Bill, I just finished meditating. Now I'm listening to the greatest radio segment of all time.
Oh, my God.
Have a listen, Ev.
Ev, still meditating.
You learned that, BT?
Listen, Gold Coast Suns, Isaac Rankin played his junior football in which state?
South Australia.
Yeah! Taylor May! Taylor May, Jimmy, response goal.
Beautiful.
Trust
putter.
Goes to Evan.
Just used by the winner of the USPGA. That's how good that equipment is, thanks to Az and Benji and the stars at TaylorMade. We are going to take a break when we come back, not far away from the Kangaroos and the Lions.